An 18-year-old local woman was the victim of an attempted extortion scheme after sharing an image through social media, the Trail RCMP reported this week. Sunday afternoon, police received a report that the woman had sent an image to someone on a social media platform, only to realize she had made a mistake about the recipient's identity. Fortunately, she had used a platform with features to restrict redistribution of the image. However, the recipient demanded additional images and threatened to share the original with her friends if she did not comply. The woman immediately ceased communication with the individual and contacted the Trail RCMP for assistance. A responding officer instructed her to block the person on social media and provided advice on internet safety and precautions. "This kind of thing can happen to anyone nowadays," said Sergeant Mike Wichentovic. "Please use extreme caution before sharing images, as they may live on forever if you send them to the wrong person." The RCMP encourages the public to be mindful of online safety and to exercise caution when sharing personal images or information. What is sextortion? Simply put, according to cybertip.ca, sextortion is blackmail. It's when someone online threatens to send a sexual image or video of you to other people if you don't pay them or provide more sexual content. How does the sextortion occur? Youth, young men in particular, are often tricked into believing they are talking to a young girl. They chat over a short period of time, usually several hours, but in some cases as little as 20 minutes. Sextorters convince their victims to exchange sexual content and often start the trade by sharing a sexual photo first. The targeted youth then sends a sexual photo or video, or are tricked into exposing themselves or engaging in a sexual act over a live stream and being unknowingly recorded. Immediately after receiving the sexual content, the sextorter makes their demands. If a young girl is victimized, the sextorter typically demands additional sexual photos and videos. If the sextorter targets a boy, they almost always demand money instead. The sextorter will try to intimidate their victim by threatening to leak the content online or share it directly with the youth's friends, family if they don't comply. It's common for the offender to share screenshots of the youth's contacts or other identifying information, school, home address, to terrify the youth into sending sexual photos or money. If the youth gives in, the sextorter will demand more sexual photos or money. Sextorters will sometimes barter and accept a lower amount if the youth says they cannot pay. What should youth do if they are being sextorted? If someone is threatening to share your nude image or video, there is help, advises cybertip.ca. Immediately stop talking to them. Screenshot all of the messages you have with the sextorter. Depending on the situation, you may want or need to share them with a safe adult or police. Never pay money and never send additional nudes. Do not give in to threats. In the thousands of cases cybertip.ca has seen, responding makes the harassment worse. Delete and block the sextorter. Reach out for help and report. Speak to a safe adult for support.